Scripture reading is from Hebrews chapter 10, verses 36 through 39. And just to give the context, Hebrews chapter 10 is where, in the latter part, the writer of Hebrews is talking about how those who rejected Moses, how much worse a punishment would be for those who reject the law of Christ. The writer then goes into some thoughts about the persecution and then begins to address the faith as he goes into Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 36, reading from the New King James. "For you have need of endurance, so that after you have done the will of God, you may receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he who is coming will come and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith, but if anyone draws back, my soul has no pleasure in him. But we are not of those who draw back to perdition, but of those who believe to the saving of the soul."
In this next week, we're expecting to have a good number of new students be coming to us. We've had some already come this morning. And one of the things that we want to try to do is make connection with everyone. We're not just having new students, but we're having others that have moved into the area that are visiting with us, considering being a part of us. There's a couple things that we're trying to do. We've got an email list of the new students and also the existing students. And I'm going to send out an email to them, letting them know what we do here, opportunities here. And we're also going to offer, again, for those who want to volunteer to do this, if they need some help moving in, we could provide some people to do that. And we're hoping in that we can make connection with them if they need such help. Most people probably won't, but if they do, we would certainly be glad to have their students and others, they'd be glad to help with that. I do know one thing is when you go through a moving process and you work together, that you get to know them. You get to be around somebody outside services, and it makes connections, and I think it's a wonderful thing. Appreciate the suggestions. We've had several members suggest things of ways we might be able to connect with our new members that are coming in, and that was one good one I appreciate. I want to preach this evening to really follow up on this morning's study. We studied this morning about the test of God, and a lot of these were doctrinal tests and tests of working your way through to find the truth and how you have to dig deeper. And tonight I want to go more specifically into a time of despair. You live life, you're going to have times your life going to seem to be upside down. And it can happen like that. It could be the death of a loved one. It could be some false rumor about you. It could be financial disaster that could come so easily. As a new student, you're going to find maybe that may come in ways I couldn't even tell you. As you begin to go to school and you're away from home for the first time, there could be that feeling of loneliness. There could be some ugly incident with others that and how they treat you. And sometimes those things could even come within the church. I don't know what the issue may be, but there are going to be times where you're going to feel in despair. What do you do? Well, we need to understand the Bible says a lot about this subject. You look at the life of David, and he's one who really had his life turned upside down on various occasions, and he understood that what that's like and what to do in that case. In Psalms 143 and verse 4, it says, "Therefore my spirit is overwhelmed within me. My heart within me is distressed." Have you ever been there? We're often there. You know, I'm amazed. There had a little incident happen a few days ago, and I don't know if you're this way. I'm this way. Something happens, and you start imagining all the bad things that could follow. Have you ever done that? And I hate it when I do that way. I try to get out of myself and say, now quit worrying. Quit trying to take things down this path. And we're so easy sometimes just to get carried away with the blues and woe is me. And sometimes legitimately we're overwhelmed. What do we do when life turns to despair? One of the things that I see in Jesus working with his disciples, He let them go down those paths. And what I mean by let them go down those paths, He would warn them, but at the same time, He wouldn't, you know, He allowed them to experience the things they experienced because of their own judgments and lack of judgment and sin. In Luke 22:31, here He's pleading with Peter and telling him what lies ahead. He says, "And the Lord has said, Simon, Simon, indeed Satan has asked for you that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for you that your faith should not fail. And when you've returned to me, strengthen your brethren." Brethren, there's a likelihood that sometime in our lives we will go through such a thing. And there are times where our faith is tested to the core. There will be times when we may waver and forsake the Lord, just like Peter did. But the Lord was looking ahead. Yes, these things happen. Here is going to be this disaster. But don't quit. Don't fail. God has not left you when your world turns upside down. And we need to understand that we can survive and we can go to heaven. And on the other hand, we can go down the wrong path and our faith can fail. Jesus didn't say to Peter, "Oh, you're once saved, always saved. Your faith will never fail." He did not say that. And so there's a real battle. And I ask you, if things are going well now, to take some extra time to really bear down in your mind and try to absorb this lesson. One of the things about a faith that is strong, and we talked about that this morning, strong faith doesn't come from an easy living. Strong faith comes by testing. When that was the whole thrust of this morning. It was like going through the furnace. 1 Peter 1:7, that the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perisheth, though is tested by fire, may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ. One of the things as we go through the trials, keep your eye on eternity. Understand the evidence is the resurrection of Christ, which 1 Peter 1 talks about. Understand the certain hope of heaven. Understand the temporary nature of this life. One of the worst things we can do in a local church is to make it easy for our members. You may say, "What do you mean?" You don't want the easy road in life, because life's not always going to be easy. There's a very real sense in how we teach, in how we try to practice discipline, in how we try to strengthen one another, that if we can do that during the easy times, we can be prepared for the hard times, because times will not always be easy. And it may be an individual goes into hard times, and another individual goes into hard times, and it could be the whole congregation can go through a hard times. And you know, brethren, that happens. And so, the people most unprepared are those that have taken it easy. I'll say sometimes they're like an accident waiting for a place to happen. They just got it easy and they think life's going to be great and there's no problems amongst brethren and being a Christian is easy. That will change. I guarantee you if you live very long. And so that's why in a local church we try to, in teaching lessons like this, in teaching and talking about sin and the consequences of sin, and trying to exhort one another, we're trying to build in a certain way. Let's say you knew that a hurricane was going to come, you lived near the coast, and you were not going to get the tidal surge, but you're going to get the winds, and you wanted to build a house to withstand a hurricane. What material do you use? 1 Corinthians 3:11, it says, "For no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ." Now, we've got a good foundation. Verse 12, "Now, if anyone builds on this foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, straw." Now, technically, the trial in this case is not a hurricane, it's a fire. Okay, just understand. Now, if you want something to withstand the fire, do you want to use hay and straw and even wood? And there's the point here. We can build and teach in a certain way. We can help our children in the home as we teach our children at home to prepare them for the trials that will come. Verse 13, "Each one's work will become clear, for the day will declare it, because it will be revealed by fire. And the fire will test each one's work of what sort it is. This is not talking about us individually. It's talking about us teaching others and others standing or falling. And I can say as a teacher, as a preacher, having a few years behind me, I can look back and I see people taking paths and destroying themselves and the hurt that is experienced by that. And there are many times I look back and say, what could I have done better in teaching them and preparing them? We as parents have to think that way. We as Christians need to think that way. And we need to understand the discipline, the teaching, that sometimes people may think is a little hard. There's a reason for it. And we want to build in such a way where we'll stand. I've already given the what ifs here. You can fill in the line. I don't know what may happen to you in the course of this quarter, may happen to you in your life. What would you do if? Let's think of something that would just turn your life upside down. Well, first off, the thing that obviously we give great emphasis to here in our work is learn how to trust God. Learn how to make God your refuge. Learn how to make the things that happen to you a God issue. And what I mean by that is you know there is a God who sees you and knows you, that is in control of your life. And you make the focus when you are hurt upon God, not upon others. You know, the Bible talks about people who know God and some people who talk about knowing God. In Titus 1:16 it says, they profess to know God, but in works they deny Him. You know, knowing God is not just saying, there is a God. There is a God of the Bible. There is a Jesus. We talk about that in the Bible class this morning. There can be people preaching another Jesus. Not the biblical Jesus. What does it mean to know God? 1 John 4:8, he who does not love does not know God, for God is love. When you know God, you know His character. You understand His holiness, His perfection. You understand His love and His mercy. To know God is to have a foundation.